Keith Peters reporting the president's approval rating continues to decline. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden's polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The daughter and son-in-law of GOP Missouri State House Representative Ben Baker have been killed by a gang while serving as missionaries to Haiti. Bob Agnew reports.
Baker says his daughter Natalie Lloyd and her husband Davey Lloyd were killed by gangs in Port-au-Prince. The Missouri lawmaker announced the killing on social media saying, quote, "My heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. I've never felt this kind of pain." The couple had been serving as full-time missionaries in Haiti, recently gripped by gang violence and chaos amid the collapse of the government. Bob Agnew reporting.
A New Mexico judge rejected a request by Alec Baldwin to dismiss the sole criminal charge against him in a fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. The decision Friday means the case remains on track for a July trial. Defense attorneys had accused prosecutors of flouting the rules of grand jury proceedings to divert attention away from evidence and witnesses that could aid Baldwin's defense. Prosecutors had accused Baldwin of shameless attempts to escape culpability. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points, the Nasdaq rose 184, the S&P 500 advanced 36. SRN News. An assisted suicide bill falls short in New Hampshire, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state Senate has voted to set aside the measure, which passed the House earlier. In fact, assisted suicide legislation has been proposed in New Hampshire repeatedly since 2010, but has never made it to the governor's desk. This latest measure would have permitted doctors to help a terminally ill person who is mentally competent take his own life. There would have been no residency requirement either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The upcoming Paris Olympics are likely to draw new attention to France's ban on its athletes wearing hijabs. It's part of the government's efforts to enforce secularism on French society. The most contested ground is the public schools, where visible signs of faith are barred under policies seeking to foster a shared sense of national unity. That includes Muslim headscarves as well as Christian and Jewish symbols. This is SRN News. A political consultant who's behind the fake President Biden robocalls faces a hefty fine and criminal charges. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
A former New Hampshire Democratic Party chair whose phone number was spoofed in artificial intelligence gathering robocalls mimicking President Joe Biden's voice ahead of New Hampshire's presidential primary says today's charges related to the case show the steep price for trying to interfere in elections. The political consultant who sent the calls now faces a proposed $6 million fine along with criminal charges. The Federal Communications Commission says it's the first fine the agency has proposed involving generative AI technology. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stephen Kramer has admitted orchestrating a message that was sent to thousands of voters 2 days before the first in the nation primary. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.